There have been large protests by students in several cities across Italy, the next expected flashpoint in the Eurozone debt crisis. Students clash with police in Milan as their new Prime Minister, Mario Monti, unveiled his plans for fixing the troubled economy. While the EU's focus is still heavily on Italy, there are also concerns about Spain's borrowing costs, edging towards unsustainable levels. Here's Europe correspondent Rachel Brown.
Thousands of students have staged demonstrations across Italy protesting against their new technocratic government. They fear Mario Monti's team will act in favour of fat cats and bankers. The students have thrown flares at riot police in Milan and tried to reach Bocconi University, which educates Italy's business elite and is headed by Mr. Monti, an economist. The soft-spoken economist, however, appears to have garnered the support of more than half of all Italians, according to a poll by IPR Marketing. And the new Prime Minister was welcomed with rousing applause overnight for his first speech to Parliament. The government recognises it was formed to resolve a serious emergency, he says. Mr. Monti says the future of the euro depends on what Italy does in the next few weeks. His ambitious emergency plan includes an overhaul of the pension system, a crackdown on tax evasion, and incentives for companies to hire more women and young people. He says Italy must stop being considered Europe's weak link, and he's dismissed suggestions Italy is being dictated to. We don't see European constraints as being imposed on us, he says. More than anything, let me tell you this. There is no them and us. We are Europe. With Italy's borrowing costs now at unsustainable levels, Mr. Monti has a big job ahead to calm financial markets. This week, the country's borrowing rates twice crossed the danger level of 7%, the rate at which Greece, Ireland and Portugal were forced to seek emergency bailouts. Meanwhile, the yield on Spain's 10-year bonds have skyrocketed to a euro-era record of 6.75%. French borrowing costs have also shot up, as the difference in interest rates between its bonds and those of Germany hit a record. This is Rachel Brown in London reporting for AM.